Top of the morning to you, Joshua. Top of the episode to you, Bug Catchers.
Top of the episode to you.
Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast where my tethered Joshua and I,
unfortunately,
I should probably say our real names.
Yeah, yeah.
It gets confusing when I say things like that.
Stick to the format.
My name is Medtanite.
Medtanite. Medetite.
AKA Tanner Green Ring, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Fjellcario.
Lucario.
That one's actually kind of cool.
Fjellcario.
You were giving me shit before we started for how lazy the nicknames were this week. By the way, 100% fresh, original, authentic, fresh off the, like, presses.
That's what we believe. Someone else will fact check it.
Welcome, Joshua.
Welcome, Tanner.
So much happened this week.
Another big, brutal leg.
And we had so little time to do it. Not that the bug catchers care, but it will explain some notable omissions later that I think we'll have to kind of swing back around to find.
Although, could be useful in the long run that we missed a couple of things.
Yeah.
A couple of areas in this Soul Link Nuzlocke that we don't have to explain that anymore.
We just recorded a couple days ago, so we only had a couple days to do it. But we'll go back. Anything that we missed, I swear to God, we'll go back and get. Including the Celesion runes, which we just whiffed.
Totally missed. Just didn't step foot in there, didn't even think about it.
Well, I missed all the Unowns. Damn it, I was so looking forward to running an Unown. I guess we can always go back. We haven't gone and missed the opportunity.
No. I haven't stepped into the old chateau either. We haven't done that.
Oh, yeah. I stepped in but didn't encounter, so I jettisoned. And rules court is closed, so we can't debate whether or not that counts.
I didn't go in there at all because I was trying to right after we got the cut HM. And some bug catcher, some little bug catcher who was like patrolling whatever route that is into, you know, the Eterna Forest, wouldn't let me.
Yeah.
He was like, you gotta, God, what did he tell me to do? He was railroading me into something. Maybe that's how I had to deal with the Team Galactic HQ that's in Eterna City, because that was after the gym, technically.
Sort of the first thing you do right after
And then
the
he
gym.
Wouldn't let me go out, so I had to just keep moving forward. So
yeah,
not getting that gâteau.
I think we are stuck in Eterna City until we go and deal with the Team Galactic HQ, the first big set piece of this leg, of many.
Hardly even a big one, though.
Well, it's here. You have to go
Not
up
Not much
it.
Of an HQ. It must be like a regional branch. I mean, how is this the headquarters? Compared to, like, you know, what we've seen of Team Rocket and that kind of shit, like, this is a hack job. It's like three floors and, like, six trainers. They don't have the innovative spirit, Team Galactic.
Maybe they've got like the Dollar General model, you know? Where
yeah.
They've just got like, they've got little outposts everywhere. They don't offer much, you know, but
they
like,
just want quantity.
It's there.
Yeah.
You talk to some people around here. There's like a, I think there's sort of a, maybe like a little bit of a pro Team Galactic sway in town.
I guess.
Even with the citizens.
But nobody, like I reported on last episode, the scientists that they've like gotten locked up, don't know what's going on. Even one of the grunts within Team Galactic himself says, oh, ordinary people like you can't understand our grand designs. And then he says, come to think of it, I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
The scheme is so convoluted that nobody can wrap their pretty little heads around it.
In terms of
pretty little chibi heads.
In terms of unlocking the next part of the game, we do have to beat Team Galactic headquarters because the guy who runs the cycling store is trapped in here.
Yeah, that's who they went for. They needed the big bike money.
I was trying to remember. I was like, God, there was some important reason why we had to get in here. It was just to save the cycling store owner.
Yeah, and I think even the sign out front of the HQ says Team Galactic HQ, we want your Pokemon, or like give us your Pokemon or something.
Yeah, they're pretty like, transparent.
That's not a good pitch.
It's fine. No, but it's like, you know, they're on the level.
Yeah, they are practicing corporate transparency, you know?
It's radical candor.
They all read that book, all the commanders.
We save his ass. He rewards us with a bike.
Uh-huh.
You get to choose what color bike you want.
What color did
yellow
Shadow Josh? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Crystal Ball picked yellow, too.
Wow.
I guess
a couple of Hufflepuffs.
I guess they couldn't get the, I don't know what the opposite of yellow is.
Purple?
They didn't have purple. I definitely would have done purple. It was like green, red, blue, yellow.
Yep.
And yellow had like crystal ball vibes. When they light up a crystal ball, they kind of get yellow like a Palantir.
You know, we're tethered. I guess it makes sense that we chose the same bike.
Yeah. Our souls really are linked.
The bikes are, they like, you can hit B to make it be a mock bike or a acrobatic bike.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
It's got two gears. You can shift it between mock bike and acro bike. That's the key to unlock Route 206, aka Cycling Road.
Oh, yeah.
There's like beautiful, like
vistas,
free spirited music playing now.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how it feels to be on Cycling Road. You whiz down it.
Fighting a lot of psycho bikos, cyclists.
There's a lot of psycho bikos, yep. A lot of birds. A lot of shinxes.
Yeah. Rife with shinx.
A lot of promise, you know? You head out of Eternus City, your head held high. Your whatever badge we got in hand. Cobble badge in
no,
hand.
No, that's next.
Okay, whatever.
Forest badge, that's it.
In case, you know?
Feeling good, wind in our hair.
You're on your bike, you're whizzing down, you're plowing through Staravias and Shinks and Ponytas, and you get to the end, there's a guy called like Cyclist Kayak or something stupid.
Kayak. Yeah. Some bohemian bike cyclist.
And you are fucking around with Chat Tot, because why wouldn't
you? Yeah, I mean,
you?
this is no trouble. I had no trouble out here. Crystal Ball's having a ball.
Chatot's gaining levels where he's become my reliable mare sleep.
Mm, yeah.
With Sing.
Mellifluous.
Not that reliable. Actually,
no,
not very, very reliable.
Extremely
all,
not. 50% reliable.
Still. Still. Works nicely, you know. Good for catching.
Sure.
And tried to do a Sing on Cyclist Kayak's Pikachu. And it didn't connect. I mean, like, emotionally didn't connect.
So, I presume, I know that, you know, you've had your matchup mayhems in the past, but I presume you know by now that
seem to matter.
Electric moves are super effective against flying types.
It just didn't seem to matter.
And Chatot.
Like, I flew down this whole cycling route, and I was like, ah, Shinxes, like, you know, what? Like, there was no problem.
You were throwing the Chatot up against Shinx too?
Well, it had like 8 levels on these things, you know? Like, I was getting it up in levels.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't a problem.
Did it become a problem?
I'm not irresponsible, you know?
I mean, you lost a Magikarp last week, Tanner. Like, who's putting a Magikarp into a battle?
It's always when I'm trying to level these things so that they, like, become useful, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Chatot died. I wrote a song about it.
Yeah, probably one spark or thundershock or whatever from that Pikachu, and that's curtains.
Here it goes. I wrote it really quickly before we started, but just, you know, I hope it moves you.
Singing right out of the gate, just like Chatot. Except let's hope that it resonates this time.
With me for such a little amount of time, Cherub.
I never even got to meet Cherub.
Chatot to the cycling spot. I thought you could do a sing to save you.
That's it?
Nope. Do you remember when we met? I traded you for a piece of shit. I thought you'd pull through. Wanted to run you Fly with me, my chatbot, to the cycle, the cycling spot. I thought you could do a to save you. All right, rest in petals, Chatot. You did your absolute best, but, you know, sometimes it's a skill issue.
I would call that one a skill issue, yeah. Chatot didn't even have a chance to sing its little heart out, really.
Nope.
Rest in petals, Chirap.
And rest in petals to whatever piece of shit you traded in.
Yeah, the Luxio that I never got to even take out of the box because you went ahead of me, and by the time I logged on, I saw that Chatot was already dead.
Oh, it happened right at the end of Cycling Road. Didn't even take long, because it pushes you down Cycling Road, too. You know, it's a classic Cycling Road.
I would have liked to have a Luxio.
No, they didn't pave Paradise and put up a beautiful park here. It's dangerous. It's like the Autobahn.
Now there will be one of those signs on the side of the cycling road in dedication to Chatot.
A tiny little white bicycle.
Yeah. Tiny little white bicycle. Oh, I'm sorry for your loss.
You know what? Can I do a quick aside while we're just sort of like mourning?
Yeah.
Let me look up Chatot's height real quick. This is, I guess, a...
Poke checks yourself. I bet it's a foot. No, it's probably like 8 inches. I don't even think it's a foot.
1 foot, 8 inches.
Oh, all right.
2 feet tall, so whatever.
Kind of a big bird.
Miles the other day was like, hey, what Pokemon are as tall as me? And I said, that's a good question. Let's look up what Pokemon are as tall as you. I searched the list of Pokemon by height.
Yeah.
God, this like really baked my noodle. And I found a Bulbapedia page, and I went to Miles' height, which is like 3'3". And he's about as tall as like a...
Ivysaur,
Beedrill.
It looks like.
A Wigglytuff. A Poliwhirl.
That's cute.
And then I was like, this is fun. And I looked down at the very bottom of the list at the 8-inch mark. And at the top of the 8-inch mark is Diglett. 8 inches is like this big.
Yeah. He's... Bugcatcher's Tanner is illustrating 8 inches with his fingers.
It's so tiny. I have like a new appreciation for some of these like really tiny guys now, you know?
Joltik is what even is that? 4 inches?
4 inches. Yeah. Potentially fewer than. This is the 0 to 8-inch crew.
Whoa. Cosmome is what? Cosmome is only 4 inches?
Yeah, tiny.
I thought that was Gimme Ghoul too.
You could like snack on that.
Gimme Ghoul's a foot.
The roaming
when
form.
Roaming form is 4 inches. And then when it's in that chest form, it's a foot. Huh.
Huh. Fun.
Just step on it.
Such tiny little Pokemon.
Yeah.
And then it fucks you up because then it's like Caterpie's a foot, you know? That would hurt me psychically to see that.
That's tough to comprehend. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, where are we? Route 206. You run into any trouble?
No, I did not. I went down and did you do Wayward Cave here or did you do it later?
Yeah. No, I did it now. So you get down to the bottom of Cycling Road, and while you're going down Cycling Road, you can see in the background, underneath the bridge, a like beautiful pastoral landscape with like trainers and Pokeballs. So you know you can get down there. And sure enough, you can as soon as you get down to the bottom of the bridge because it's Route 207, which leads up to Wayward Cave.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it's fine.
You need Flash. Flash, unfortunately, did not make the HM app cut on the Poketch, so...
Yeah, and you don't need it.
I used the TM to speed this up.
Oh, I just went in long enough
but
to get...
But it makes me wary of...
A Pokemon.
...in the future ever needing Flash again. Because we only have one of the TMs, and I can't keep that on Mew for much longer.
You can buy them at the department store.
Oh, all right. So, Wayward Cave, not much to say. Mira slaps. You can save this trainer who got herself just wedged way into the far, like, northeast.
Oh, no.
And she's got a Kadabra who does the double battles, because all the battles in here are double battles, I think. So she helps you out with that and does the healing thing, and then you just escort her out.
Yeah, I left her in there.
Oh, my God.
Left her in there to rot.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't find my way through there.
It's sad to think about these escort, these trainers who need an escort, and if you don't do it, it's just, she's in there for the rest of her life.
You know what? There should, this is a role-playing game, and I'm through excusing the, like, laziness of these game developers, because there's a fucking monkey on my team whose goddamn tail is a blaze of fire. So you think I can't see in a goddamn cave without Monferno literally running behind me?
Good point.
At this point.
And canonically, in the anime at least, like, that Ash's Charmander lights up caves. And its tail's not even as lit up as Monferno's. I mean, isn't the whole fucking ape on fire?
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's just its tail for now. All right, Joshua. Here we are, Route 207. Did you bump in anything?
Joshy Sweetie.
Yeah.
Cricket Tot. What a delight.
Yeah, a little cutie.
It was also my catch.
Yeah.
But I think, I can't remember if I've honored Cricket Tot before, but favors are being done to Cricket Tot in Gen 8 here.
Yeah.
Because its battle animation is just like bopping. It just bops back and forth, and it does a little, like, head turn, and then it's kind of like...
It's a little cutie. It's like,
you know, going from foot to foot. It's very cute. It's having a great time.
Several, inexplicably, ladybugs, but we'll excuse that.
I guess it does look most like a ladybug, but it does not turn into a ladybug at all.
No, it turns into a nightmare. It turns into my You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the week, Joshua. Cricketune.
Really?
I think Cricketune's awful for several reasons. Obviously, its appendages are like body horror. Its arms are like living violin bows, and it must live this nightmare life.
Where it just, every time it walks, it's like, woo woo.
I think it looks bad. I think it looks bad in comparison to Cricketot. And it's all that's out here.
It's all that's out here.
It's all that's out here. I was like, oh, I'm gonna finally get some new exciting Mon. There's so many routes out here, like so many like opportunities to catch things. And then every single time, like I caught a Cricketune on Route 206. And then I think on every single route from here until the gym, the first like three Pokemon I encountered were Cricketots and Geodudes, you know, or Cricketunes and Geodudes.
Yeah. I would say, before we get off the subject, I wouldn't go so far as to say Cricketune is a sweetie, but I also would not go as far as to say that it's a barf. I think it's like fine.
Well, that's where you and I are different people, and that's why you and I have different lines. And that's why you, do you dare to step into my domain and tell me that that's not the way you would do it?
Just like, a little like peanut
Zeus
gallery
stepping
comment.
Into Hades. I don't like the way you're running things down here. I don't give a shit what you think. Cricketune is a barf.
There's that shadow, Josh.
Cricketot is fine. I like it.
All right. Well, that's good.
I put a meme in here.
I see it.
We'll share it. Mount Coronet.
It's the Incredibles one with what's his face? Mr. Incredible?
Yeah.
You know that meme, everyone? Where he looks all...
He's happy in one, and it says Cricketot, and then it's like a washed out photocopy, and he looks like a scary guy.
Yeah.
And it says Cricketune.
Nothing as compelling as describing a meme, especially yeah. when you can't even look
That's
at
it. That's
why
I was going to go right past it. Mount Coronet. I feel like there's a little more brewing in Mount Coronet, and maybe we shouldn't worry about our catches yet here.
Well.
But too bad. I get to encounter a Zubat and caught one.
I caught him a chop in here, which is not bad.
Isn't it?
I'll take him a chop. You can do something with that.
It's a breeze through Mount Coronet now.
We just pass through, basically, for now.
But then we're on to Route 208, which is like this. You know that poster that's like a bunch of stairs, and the stairs sort of like become like non-Euclidean and sort of like move into and through one another?
Yeah, the kind of like M.C. Escher style
shit.
Yeah,
it's like an Escher poster. That's what Route 208 is.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It's just like bridges and cliffs and trainers and stairs and pathways
there's
and rivers.
Waterfall. Like, there's all these areas we can't even get to yet.
Yep. And you just kind of have to pick your way through. No escape rope can save you.
I went through a ton of potions and repels out in this whole area. Like, there's a lot of battles. There's a lot of Mon, and they're all Cricketots and Cricketoons. So at a certain point, you need to just power through it. I went through like 15 repels.
Yeah, you really got to grind through. But you're rewarded with Hearthhome City at the end. Home of Pokemon Beauty Contest.
Super Contest now.
Sorry, Super Contest.
Do we want to just get right into that? Because I have something to say. I have two things to say.
Do you? Sure. Yeah, all right. We can talk about it.
So, Contest Hall.
Before you even get to Contest Hall, by the way, I will say, the first man you encounter coming into Hearthhome City is a fisherman who says, "May I offer you the courtesy of showing you to the Contest Hall?" He's my trainer, Danger. Don't approach me and ask me to join you to the
but
at the contest hall.
If you say no, he just politely,
and I said no,
like, he apologizes and he doesn't make you follow him like they so often do.
Said I should mind my own business. It's like, yeah, sir, you should mind your own business.
I thought he was already being polite, or you're issuing a trainer danger because you think that this is the first time that he's learning a lesson.
Don't sell me on the contest. Don't approach me about the contest, you know? That's my problem.
What's a fisherman got in the till to, like, why are you trying to force me to go over there anyway?
Yeah, get out of my hair. I'll go there when I'm ready. The game's going to railroad me into going there, so.
So once Crystal Ball got railroaded into having to go to the contest hall,
yeah,
lo and behold, she walks in and her mother is there to greet her.
Oh, really?
Who?
That's odd. So was Shadow Josh's mother.
If you recall, she thought was on her deathbed thanks to a curse that Crystal Ball put on her for making her go to bed too early. And then she had to flee town before the villagers were going to burn her at the stake, presumably. Because that's Twin Leaf Town's thing. It's like the Salem, you know?
Oh, I see.
So her mom, you know, they had, I guess, kind of a touching moment. They reconciled. You know, her mom was like, you know, I don't love the curse, but I guess it didn't really take. And I was bedridden for a couple of weeks. But like,
honestly, could I use the break?
My doctors say I'm going to make a full recovery. Here's a beautiful dressing gown for your big debut in the contest. So, you know, it was touching. Several people there were crying.
She gave you a dressing gown?
Yeah, I got a nice ball gown.
Wow, lovely.
Crystal ball gown.
I got a Pikachu hoodie.
That's it.
It's ugly.
It's not as good. That feels like not really Shadow Josh's style, I would say. As a Josh. Good Josh.
I bought it at the boutique. There is a very cool Shadow Josh outfit, a leather outfit at the boutique. But it's like 150,000 Poke credits. So got to save up.
Yeah, that's a lot of bones to blow this early on.
Yeah.
I did the contest sort of blindly. I was like, this is going to be dumb. It's the whole thing where it's like aesthetics or whatever. And it is totally overhauled. So I had to do it twice because I had no idea what the hell was happening the first time I did it. It's now like a rhythm game.
Oh, wow. Is it fun?
Did you not do it? I thought you had
to. You don't have to. Nope.
Oh, you just had to go there, but you don't have
to
play.
You have to go into the contest hall and get the mom cutscene, and then you can just leave.
Oh, all right. Well,
I'm determined. Unless they like make me do it, I'm not going to do a single contest.
So you don't want me to threaten to make this a mini game that we have to compete?
Go ahead.
To try to get the highest rank?
Yeah, let's do it. You can drag me into it if you want.
I think I'm going to drag you into it.
Great.
Contest. The super contest.
How many are there? Four?
I think there's a master rank. So there's three or four.
I think there's only four, maybe.
I'm going to regret this.
So maybe it's okay. Maybe that's manageable.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll call it the super contest. We'll see if it takes. I only played twice, but I like it now. Or comparatively.
I played zero times.
I'm not going to be like a big contest head, but like it's a rhythm game now where like you have to press A when like a donkey.
Yo, you had better be a big
Congo
contest
or
head,
whatever.
My friend. If you were dropping the gauntlet on the super contest contest, you would better be a super contest head.
A contest head. All right. Well, you give it a shot. I think it's a big improvement.
Limbering up.
The bar is really fucking low, but
I'm good at rhythm games too.
I did quite well. I was getting a lot of shinings and greats timings. I think I only missed one.
That's too bad.
Anyway, give it a shot. Super contest contest. It's a thing now.
On your way out of town.
Well, can we talk about Amity Square for one brief
minute? Oh, yeah. Let's go talk about Amity Square. It's
I have a complaint.
Okay.
So, Amity Square is where you waltz around with, like, beautiful Pokemon. It's very discriminatory.
Sorry?
I'll say this. The receptionists, I don't know what their fucking eye for talent is, but the receptionists rejected multiple sweeties I was trying to saunter around with. Swablu, Ponyta, only allowed me to go in with Grodle.
Oh, maybe it's just your starter.
She picked Grodle over Swablu and Ponyta.
It must just be your starter because it only let me go in with Monferno.
Well, I guess so, because that could be the only explanation for why as soon as I step foot in there, someone's strolling around with a fucking Drifloon.
Oh, ugh.
That's
not its starter
talent. I don't want to see a Drifloon when I'm strolling around this beautiful park.
Ugh. So wait, how does this work now?
I mean, I don't really even understand what the point of Amity Square is at all.
Well, it's just like now you can have Pokemon behind you.
Yeah, my Grodle, which is funny, it walks at the pace of an actual like tortoise. So it's never on the same screen as me.
It's always just catching up.
Yeah, it's always having to do the like teleport thing because it just like lumbers around.
That's funny.
Which is cute.
Monferno just runs around on his little knuckles. It's pretty cute. It's really endeared me to Monferno, especially in the overworld.
Well, good. That's growth.
Can we now take out anything though? Or is it just our starters?
I'll admit that I didn't try.
Neither did I. So fuck it.
We'll find out. Find out next episode on Experience Share, a Pokemon podcast.
I'm just finding out right now. Pokemon. Who's out? Monferno. Who do I want to take out? My sweet darling. Walk together. Yeah, I can just look. I just took out Jirachi.
That's fun.
She's flying behind me.
I'll probably have Mew. Yeah.
So that's what it did. It unlocked the ability to have our little guys flying behind us. That's fun.
And yeah, that's about it for me with Hearthhome. Anything else happen to you there?
Yes. You ignore Mom and you ignore the contests and you try to beat Cheeks out of town south to
meet Cheeks.
Yeah,
which Cheeks? I think I could piece it together. Go moving forward,
try to beat Cheeks out of town, but you're stopped by your, it's not really even a rival, is it? It's like your attachment, you know, your anchor.
It's like another Soul Link. It's like a three-way.
Yeah. Or a four-way, because you've got...
Adam Split. That's it.
Yeah. But I'm stopped by Bad Tanner, who insists on a fight. Not an issue.
No.
No worries.
No.
No problem. But at the end, Leafeon, my eternal disappointment, learned a move. And I was going to introduce a new segment called Move Unbeater. And I swear to God, we've done a good move segment before. And I'm sure it had a better title than Move Unbeater, which is a...
Yeah, it's a little lazy.
A sort of gratification of Move Deleter.
Yeah, maybe workshop that. In any case, sure, new segment.
Anyway, it learns Magical Leaf. Cool move. Not super useful in battle. 60, can't ever miss, but...
So what's so good about it?
Sort of like a...
You're making a new segment
implied around pot reference.
Magical Leaf that you're not even that sold on.
Yeah. Oh, it's like it's great out of battle, you know? It's not super useful in battle, but I imagine for the like party, Magical Leaf could be pretty useful out of battle.
It's that Dr. Goodfeel.
Yeah. Thanks for joining me on that one. Route 209.
Got that good rod.
Oh, got that good rod at last.
Got that good rod.
At last, Joshua. I haven't used it yet. Actually, I completely forgot that I got it.
No, I guess there's probably a city we maybe could have used that in at this point. You get an egg in Hearthstone City also. We both got that.
Yep.
I haven't hatched it, so I don't know what it is yet.
It's a gulpin, isn't it?
We're going to be battling this week. Is this where you got the... Or... I forgot about your fucking in the previous playthrough.
Was that this?
Was it Sinnoh? Where it's one of these bug catchers. If you haven't listened to every season, which you should, at some point, like Tanner blacked out and he like got an egg somewhere and then he got a gulpin.
I thought it was this one.
From a breed. No, it was like you accidentally or just like for some reason.
I got an egg from a breeder, but accidentally swapped it for a gulpin egg.
I forgot about the gulpin egg, the legendary gulpin egg.
I don't know what it is, but I have it. I don't even have it in my party, so it's not even like there's no threat.
We're gonna have to find out.
Hatching. So
well, we're battling this week, so I didn't want to take the time to waste EXP on that slot.
Yeah,
I'll hatch it at some point.
So you then at the end, it's not a catchable route. You know, rules court is closed, so there's no debate about this, but. There's a
209
solemn,
is definitely a fucking catchable
sorry,
route.
Let me finish. There's this solemn tower, gray tower, at the end of Route 209. And upon walking inside, there's no title card. So it's still part of 209. It's like an open air memorial, you know?
Yeah.
It's listed on the walkthrough as Lost Tower. I found it. It's on Route 209. You go inside. It's the Pokemon graveyard. And I guess the trainer danger is me, but I did a battle with a guy in here called Pokefan Leonard, who was presumably here to mourn. He had a Pikachu, I think a male Pikachu, and then two Pichus. So I think the story would be then that the Pikachu mom is probably dead.
Oh, no.
And it's just like the Pikachu dad and his two like Pichu boys left behind. And Pokefan Leonard. I think was dressed as a Pikachu. Oh, that's sort of actually troubling. Replacing the mom.
He's the mom now.
Yeah. Now maybe the trainer danger was Leonard.
There's a lot of trainer dangers to be issued there.
Yeah, there's a lot of really upsetting stuff in here. Maybe this is where the guy had three Mr. Mimes.
Yeah, I mean, while we're on the topic of trainer danger... I'll just say, I don't know where it was. I wrote it down as Route 215, which is coming up. And then I'm looking at the walkthrough, and I don't see anywhere where this is. But I conferred with Tanner, and I thought it was a fever dream for a second. But both of us encountered some fucking freak who had three Mr. Mimes.
Definitely happened.
It happened. I don't know where it was.
Unless it was a shared dream.
And it was so traumatizing that we repressed the memory.
It was not here.
It was definitely not here, but it doesn't seem like it was on Route 215. I looked up Route 210 and I didn't see it. He was somewhere. Maybe it was even in the ether. But either way, if my dreams are being incepted with this guy with three Mr. Mimes, then like we have to put him on notice.
Cowgirl Shelly had five Bidoofs.
Yeah, that was pretty troubling, too.
But I don't think this is, a contaminated memory. I'm remembering three Mr. Mimes.
It was somewhere. And he's out there, bug catchers.
Yeah, he's probably still out there.
Yeah, he's still out there.
Oh, so Salacion Town. Let's talk about it. There's a little checkpoint here, kind of on a long grinding leg. Salacion Town.
Yeah. The little outpost.
Yeah.
With all these cowpokes.
Yeah. Barely a town. Like, you just pass through. Apparently, there was also something called Salacion Ruins. Now, I missed this.
Yeah, I guess it's way off to the side of the route, and just both of us never thought to go over there.
Yeah.
Because we were plowing through, so we're going to have to step foot in there and see what we can get. Which is unknowns.
Unknowns. Do they learn? They only learn one move?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound worth it.
Be really dark if we got down to the point where we had to be running an unknown on this playthrough.
Yeah, that would be pretty scary.
That's when you're really backed up against a fucking wall.
Guess you have one though in the tank, just in case you run into trouble.
Route 210.
Route 210.
After this break. Gotcha.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joshua, welcome back. Podcasters, welcome back to Route 210. So many routes this week. You know what? I have nothing. Joshua, I'm going to level with you. Absolutely nothing to say about Route 210.
I have nothing to say. The Psyducks are here. We can't explore the whole thing yet. That's about it.
Well, that's pretty much it.
The Psyducks are, like, vibing. Walking our route.
Route 215! By the way, I'm accumulating berries this whole time. I am definitely a little lad who loves berries and cream this game.
We're both little lads who love berries and cream. Wasn't the berry master maybe out on one of these routes?
Yep. Gave me a unique berry.
I got a ton of berries. They're spilling out of my pockets.
Also, I checked in on some of the Pokemon that I'd been picking up along the way. A lot of these Pokemon are just carrying items. Like, I caught a Krikatoon who was just carrying a metal coat.
Metal coat?
Yeah.
A Krikatoon?
Maybe it wasn't a Krikatoon. I caught someone, maybe it was Bronzong.
That makes more sense. Bronzor?
Yeah, Bronzor, who was just holding the metal coat. I gave it to Scyther for a trade.
Oh, well, I have a Graveler who needs to be traded.
Great.
The deal's sealed.
And Chatot had some, interesting berry on it, you know, before it died.
That's fun.
I got it. I took it.
You didn't leave it at the roadside memorial?
No, I planted it. You know what I did? I planted it, nearby. And a beautiful tree will grow in Chatot's honor.
That's a lovely tribute.
So touching.
Yeah.
It was a spicy little, red and yellow berry.
Route 215, other than the berries, it's fine. It's raining all the time. It's got the joggers that I can't remember how you trigger their battle. It must be an early morning thing, probably, because I was playing this at night.
Oh, yeah.
And they wouldn't battle me.
That's true of me, too.
This is also a Euclidean.
Yeah, it's a little maze-like.
Nightmare. Bridges, elevated parts, lower areas, trees, shrubs you gotta chop.
God bless them, and they're doing a lot with this interesting property, but I don't think the overworld looks that good in this game. And I think it really stands out in a sea of tiled trees that look like they're from fucking SNES generation.
Yeah, the trees really do not look good here.
No.
These environments look better, like Eterna Forest and this one, when they have some weather effects, but no, the trees really don't sell it.
But we are finally here, Joshua. Our target, our goal. We've reached our destination.
Slaystone City. I actually don't think
Slaystone City doesn't even make sense.
I actually don't really think it's a sleigh.
Yeah. And also it's not a very good I'm sure we can come up with something better than Slaystone City.
Excuse me. Well, I don't want to. I actually don't like this town. It's very confusing to navigate because it has lots of elevations and I forget where everything is, and the Pokemon Center is not even in the center. It's over to the east side.
A lot of big buildings, elevators, get lost. There's a lovely boutique here, though.
There is a lovely boutique.
I enjoyed that.
I'll give it that.
Went in and bought a hoodie. You know, it's so cold in the underground.
Oh, yeah.
Thought this is one little treat I could give myself. But I do need to actually save my poke credits for Pokeballs and potions. So it was a real luxury.
Our main set piece in Veilstone is going to be the Team Galactic warehouse
eventually. Yeah, we bump into it and they're just keep out of here, kid. The real set piece for us this week is the department store. Iconic.
It's iconic.
It's like going to Macy's when you go to New York, you know. You gotta go,
gotta see it,
gotta see it.
10 stories of crap.
Yeah, it's awful. I went in, I don't know, I got a few TMs.
Yeah, I bought some shit. I mean, you can't really do a lot of, I'm still kind of penny pinching.
Yeah,
we did get an amulet coin somewhere, so it's starting to turn around, but I don't have a lot of scratch to blow.
I don't either. We've picked up a couple nuggets and mushrooms along the way too, which I sold off, but I had to grab a couple TMs to go into this battle with
Maylene.
Slaylene. Joshua. That I thought was going to be a cakewalk.
Same.
And nearly ended me.
Well, before we get to that, should we talk about who we brought in there?
Yes, please.
It's
level check.
Level check. I went first last time, so let's hear what Shadow Me brought in there.
Sure. Chandrasekhar, Jirachi, level 30, indispensable.
Can't let it die. I swear to Arceus.
Oh, I can't let it die. It's carrying the team, especially this week. Pac-Man Frog, Scyther, level 29, mm-hmm. pending evolution, trade. Pluto, Monferno, level 30. Don't know what to say. Great.
Sure. Nothing wrong with
Hyenas,
that.
Hyenas, Luxio, not Luxio, Luxray.
Luxray.
Level 30. And Umbrae, Leafeon, level 31. Honestly, it's good.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand why so many people talk trash about Leafeon.
Especially in a Nuzlocke. It's got Synthesis. It's got the Seed one that can also
Leech
heal
seed.
The next one that comes in. Like, it's good. It's good for a Nuzlocke. It's got Magical Leaf.
Yeah, that good, good.
And then I had to replace Chatot, and I looked in my box, and I was like sort of snooting around and thinking about who do I want. For a while, it was Geodude. I was like, I'll put Geodude in. And I was like, I don't want to run Geodude. That's Josh stuff, you know?
Yeah, I've accidentally run these things a couple of times now.
That's not for me. So I put the Geodude back, and I was looking through the box. Baneary, you know, is tempting, but also something that's made it onto the team many times. So I just had to go with someone who seemed a little interesting. Type coverage, something I already have completely covered with Jirachi, but I guess any team could use two psychic steals. So welcome to the team, Bronze Disease, Bronzor, level 22. I guess Bronze Disease is like when chlorides are in the air, sort of eats through bronze.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right. You learn something new every day.
It's got Hypnosis.
Oh, so that's your Mayor Sleep.
Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of other moves that I don't really pay attention to.
Okay.
Stealth Rock.
Uh-huh.
It's got Stealth Rock.
Okay.
Crystal Ball.
Let's see. What am I seeing in the Crystal Ball? What is Crystal Ball seeing in herself? Well, she tried out a new spell this week. See if it would take. It's Flash Burst.
Wow.
A Ponyta.
Sounds dazzling.
Level 29, which should be quite useful against you now, I see.
For now, yeah.
I can't really remember the last time that I ran a Ponyta or a Rapidash classic version, so kind of interesting. I mean, I'm glad to have a fire type.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
I caught one at some point, too, and I'm into it, but I obviously am covered on fire.
Then we've got some classic spells. Barkskin, the Grodle, level 31. We have Featherfall, Staravia, level 31. Obviously crucial in the upcoming battle. Earth Ball is now a Graveler, level 32, hopefully soon to be a Golem. Then we have Mind Ream, the Mew, level 31. Terrible moveset still. Had to teach it a TM to make some use out of it.
Oh, yeah.
That actually saved my ass.
Yeah.
And then finally, we have Cloud Kill, the Swablu, level 28.
Well, Joshua, how did that team do against, what's her face? Maylene.
Maylene. Overall, very smooth with the trainers leading up to Maylene.
The gym is kind of fun. You like move around these sliding walls to like figure out a puzzle.
Yeah, the gym was all right. You have to move them around to make your way to Maylene and battle all the supplicants.
Trainers, but they're super easy. They all have like one Machop.
Yeah, I just did Aerial Ace and then Quick Attack on all of them. Some Metatite had Rock Slide that was dicey. For a second, but other than that, easy.
Yeah.
Maylene, similarly, the Machokes were not a problem, but this Lucario
comes in.
Ace was a problem.
That's where I ran into trouble too. Jirachi obviously had no issue with any part of this gym up until we hit this Lucario, and that's when we sort of slowed down a little bit.
Yeah,
because Lucario knows a few tricky moves. Notably, it knows
Its most troubling move was Drain Punch.
Well, its most troubling move was Drain Punch in combination, I think, with Bulk Up and Screech.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it would sort of do this devastating combo, and it's pretty tough, too. And I don't know if your Metatite did this, but the Metatite Maylene put out before Lucario threw up a light screen that covered Lucario for like the first couple turns.
That Metatite, I killed it in one hit, so that didn't happen. That's even worse.
And then Lucario stalls for a few turns, takes a few big hits, and fucking Meilene even taunts you. She's like, looks like I'm in a pinch, huh? And you're like, yeah, I'm going to do one more like psychic Zen headbutt on you and you're going to die. And then she does Drain Punch. And it puts Jirachi into the red instantly.
Yeah.
Heals Lucario to almost 100% instantly. I immediately swap out Jirachi. Can't lose that. And then Josh did that through my whole party. The only one I didn't bring out was Bronzor, because I was like, I'm not going to let this thing die. Like, the thing's going to die to one hit from this thing. So eventually it was a fully healthed up Lucario, fully bulked up Lucario versus my Monferno. And it came down to Monferno surviving with one hit point because of how much he loves me.
Oh, wow. Touching.
And me getting like one more lucky flame wheel in. So you're lucky. We're both lucky because we nearly lost our starters this week, but we did pull through.
That Drain Punch, even on Staravia and Ponyta, because it was bulked up and everything as well. And when it was Drain Punching, it would just do one, and then both of them went into the red immediately.
Yeah.
So I had to just swap in Mew, and I was like, just take the hits, and we're just going to grind it out. And I had taught Mew Shockwave, which was just like, you know, effective. So I had to just slugfest, pull it off.
Yeah, it was tough.
Defend
like potion,
my babies.
Like potion, hoping that he'll like try to bulk up again. You're like, oh god, thank god.
She had a hyper potion too.
Yeah.
Meilene.
It was a tough one.
That one was tough. We'll hand it to her.
But now we've got these little bad boys that we have to mash together quickly.
Let's do it.
Don't we?
Let's do it.
Let's get in there. All right. Josh is in. It's like a sweet blonde girl. And then Shadow Josh is in. He looks like a ratty boy in a big hoodie. So, perfect.
Yeah, that's about right. Graveler versus Jirachi. Jirachi has Stealth Rock?
You know it, baby.
Oh, yeah? Well, here's my Stealth Rock.
What? Can't believe that happened.
You're making a wish?
Yeah, for you to die.
Well, I'm going to bulldoze you. Oh, U-turn. Nice. Did it learn that?
Taught it to it.
Where'd you get U-turn?
Department store, baby!
Oh, damn, I need to buy that. I love U-turn. Monferno's gonna get bulldozed.
Ugh!
Monferno was sort of a matchup mayhem choice, I would say.
Maybe. I thought...
Rest in Petals, Monferno.
I thought exactly what would happen, but then I thought my fighting move would do more damage, but it's not a very strong fighting move is the problem.
Mach Punch? No. Leafeon is out. That's a swap. Here comes Staravia.
Hyenas is out.
Uh-oh.
Did you see that flourish?
Oh, yeah.
The beautiful sticker flourish?
Luxray. That is intimidating.
Aerial Ace. Useless. Smart choice.
Yeah, I'm not keeping that in. That's a ringer. I don't think Stealth Rocks should affect another big rock. You brought Graveler in. Oh, we forgot to trade. Oops. All these mon are just getting pummeled by the Stealth Rocks.
Yeah. Mutually assured destruction.
Oh,
huh?
Good move. Oh, ouch. They did like half damage to Scyther.
Stealth Rock.
Come on, Quick Claw. Come on, Quick Claw. Damn. Reversal.
Ooh, oh, didn't that do as much damage
Graveler's
as I thought it
hanging
would,
on.
Considering I'm in, like...
Smackdown.
Orange territory.
Ouch. Smackdown KO on Scyther.
That reversal was disappointing.
I'm not gonna swap. Fuck it. Magical Leaf from Leafeon. Graveler goes down. Did a good job. Staravia's back out. Ouch.
Oof, that was a big Stealth Rock hit.
Aerial Ace, will it do it? No, it will not. Leafeon lives. Oof. I've got a Shell Bell, you've got Leech Seed, and they're just going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Razor Leaf will probably do it at this point. Yep. Staravia's out.
The Stealth Rock scenario has really changed this battle.
I would say so.
I just like don't want to swap out again because every time it's like it hurts.
God, and it's super effective on like half my team because here comes Ponita. Oof. Lost like a quarter of health.
Let's just see how much health I can peel off of you before you kill me.
Flame Wheel. God, that thing is bulky.
Okay, we'll be okay with synthesis. How many Flame Wheels you got?
A lot. 23 of them. I can't believe this is a slugfest just because it's Leafeon's defense is so high. Synthesis.
It's a hell of a move.
Give me a crit or a burn or something. Oh god, Leech Seed now. And you were complaining about this thing. I will go to my grave about Leafeon being fun.
I think you're gonna kill me now, though.
Leafeon goes down. Jirachi's back. It's wishing.
Wishing for some rain.
The wish animation actually does look like The More You Know.
Oof.
Oh, yeah. Jirachi got burned. Crystal Ball is foreseeing a win. Although Ponita's out. God. Fucking wish. Jirachi's back in the green, but it is burned.
It is burned.
Grodel. Big boy. It doesn't take that much of a hit from the stones. Oh god, U-turn.
Ooh, it didn't do that much damage. That guy's got a lot of hit points, huh? Or a lot of defense. Guess he's a turtle.
Tortoise. I think it's a tortoise.
I don't really... I'm kind of out of shit, man.
What are you even swapping for?
I don't know. Bronzor? Level 22 Bronzor?
That's the same difference, man. Ouch. Bite took it down to like 2 hit points.
So, but I could confuse you.
Bronzor is out. Jirachi's back. Is that your last mon?
Going for some Zen headbutts, I guess. Until you kill me.
Zen headbutt. Barely even scuffs my shell. Ah, I flinched.
Finally got that bite in.
All right, Jirachi's out. Is that it?
No.
What? I mean, I've got like 4 mon.
I know, but I still have a mon. What, do you want me to concede?
Yeah. I gotta go. I got things to do. Luxray bit Grodel. I flinched. Oh, it's curtains for Grodel. I was gonna Mega Drain you.
No, you're not.
Oh.
Mind Ream.
I used Reflect type so that I'm electric now, because I'm hoping that you don't really have any moves except electric moves.
Ancient Power threw some fossils at me.
Oh god, that's barely doing anything.
Bite doesn't do much.
This is just going to be Ancient Power Bite. Ancient Power Bite. Love a psychic move if I could get one.
You can buy psychic at the department store.
I just clearly didn't spend enough time there. That would have helped me out quite a bit.
I think this is it.
Oh my god.
He's holding on.
Still hanging on.
Hyenas is holding on.
Only got 1 Ancient Power left. Oh, and it got a Quick Claw.
Flinch!
Oh, yes! Oh, Mew lives with 2 hit points. I still had a Swablu, but that would have been trouble.
All right, well, I almost came back there.
All right, that ended up being close. Shadow Josh has been banished back to the underground.
You wait till I get my Bronzor up. Ooh, then I'm going to be unstoppable. 2 psychic steals?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's what you need. All right. The
right,
first
great.
Win
luck.
Of the season goes to Crystal Ball, as it was foreseen.
My face is pushed in the mud once again. Joshua, thank you for battling me. Bug Catchers, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us this week. It has been Experience Share. It's been a Pokemon podcast. My name was Metanite, and I was joined by Fjallcario. Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and everywhere else that you rate and review podcasts. And do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts, Spotify.
Please do.
Overcast, all those places. All that stuff really matters. And do leave reviews and ratings, please.
We like those. When they're good, no fewer than 4 stars.
My once annual stop down to tell you that you have to go do that, please.
We need it.
And then also do follow us on Twitter and Instagram at expsharepod.
And check out our subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, which is where you can play along with the rest of the fans.
R for Reddit. It's easy. It's an easy mnemonic. R for Reddit.
Reddit. R.
Yeah.
/bugcatchers. And you can also buy some merch. That's another way to support us and get it while it's hot, before it's contraband, at expsharepod.com or go to TeePublic and search for us.
Yeah. Stop being so lazy.
And we'll see you next week for something.
You're telling me.
Let's hope that it's not as long of a leg as these last two have been.
The Fen Badge in Pastoria City. It looks like it's one route and Pastoria City. So probably a short episode next week.
Maybe we'll do some contests.
Joshua, in the meantime, goodbye, Alola. Chip, chip, cheerio.
Chip, chip, cheerio. Alola. Smell you later.